as the deer panteth for the waters, O my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panted for the waters, O my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panted for the waters, O my soul longeth after thee. You desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Your name, we giving you all the glory and all the praise. Oh Lord, oh Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, oh Lord, we praise your name, giving you all the glory and all the praise. Oh Lord, oh Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, oh Lord, we praise your name, giving you all the glory and all the praise. Oh name. And so, Father, as we rise this morning to come before your presence with singing, to come before your presence with praise, we are thankful unto you and we are determined to bless your name. Thank you for another day and another chance and another opportunity to bless your name, to make your name glorious, to give you all the glory, to give you all the praise. For you are a wonderful God. You are magnificent in all of your ways. You are glorious in all of your ways. And we bow down this morning to tell you thank you. And we bow down this morning to lift up your name. We bow down this morning to reverence you, Lord, and we seek after to worship you in spirit and in truth on this day. For you are looking, searching for worshipers such as this. And we thank you, God, that you have made us to be vessels that are vessels of praise, vessels to magnify you, vessels to glorify you, vessels to lift up your name, vessels to reflect you, O God, and to give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. And so we thank you for blessing us to see a brand new day. For I always declare, God, that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We don't take it for granted, God, that you have blessed us to see this brand new day. Because many went to sleep last night and did not rise up this morning, oh God, and we want to say thank you. Many slept last night or went to bed last night and did not wake up in their right mind. Many went to sleep last night, God, and just did not have a reasonable portion of health and strength when they woke up this morning. But I thank you, God, that you have touched my body. I thank you, Lord, that you have touched my mind, Lord. I thank you this morning that you have woken me up, that you woke me up, God, and you blessed me and spared my life just one more day. It could have been me, God. I went to sleep last night with a roof over my head. I went to sleep last night with a full stomach, Lord. It could have been me outside, oh God, without any clothes or any food or any shelter, oh God. But you have sustained me. You have made ways out of no way. You have kept me, God. And I want to say thank you, God, before we begin to ask you for anything. With gratitude, oh God, and with gratefulness, God, we come before your presence to lift up the name of Jesus and to declare your name, oh God, in both the heavens and the earth, Lord. We are determined to make your name glorious, oh God. Oh God, to make you pleased, oh God, with us. Oh God, to magnify you and to glorify you because you are worthy. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of adoration. You are worthy of the highest praise as we declare hallelujah, but you're also worthy of a yes, Lord. We say yes to your will, Lord, and yes to your way. The greatest thing that we can give you is not just lip service, oh God, but to give you, oh God, our whole heart, to give you not just the least, Lord, and that's just being holy and acceptable, Lord. We refuse, God, just to give you the simple things, just the basics of our salvation and our walk, Lord. But, God, we want to give you our walk and our talk and our actions. We want them to reflect your glory. We want to reflect your spirit, Lord. We want to reflect holiness and righteousness, oh, God, and to draw people in, Lord. We're not just here to pass the time, and we're not just here, oh, God, to let the day and the things go by just to satisfy our selfish flesh. But, Lord, we give you all of us, Lord. We say yes to your will, Lord. We say yes to your way. We give you all of us, Lord, because you have something greater in store for each and every one of us, Lord. We were made for more. You made us for more, oh, God. And so we don't want to be conformed to this world. Oh, God, we desire to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Oh, God, we desire to prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God that's manifested or made for our lives, Lord. Manifest your glory in us even now, Lord. Put flesh under subjection even now, God. Put carnal desires under subjection right now, Lord, and let your glory be revealed, Lord. We submit to you, God. Give us the mindset, oh God, to say yes, Lord, not just in our mouths, Lord, oh God, but to walk the walk and talk the talk, Lord, that we may match what we proclaim to be, that we may not be hypocritical, Lord, today, because there's too many of the body's believers, God, who are hypocritical. We say one thing, Lord, but we do another. But I want to walk worthy today. I want to walk worthy. Walk worthy of my vocation. Walk worthy of being called a child of the living God, son of the living God. I want to walk worthy of being able to call on your name, Lord, because you have given me power in my tongue. You've given me power to speak those things that are not as though they were. And I speak over my mind even now. I speak over my situation right now. I speak over my life right now in the name of Jesus. I speak over my family right now, Lord. I speak over my ministry right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak over this city of Dumfries, Lord. I speak over my jurisdiction, Lord. I speak life over, oh God, everything that you've given me the authority to be able to speak over, Lord. I speak over my job, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I speak over, God, excuse me, I speak over all those things that try to stop your people, that causes us to fall short of your wonderful glory and allows us to be able to just do the least, the simple things, the easy things. But it's our desire to press towards you, Lord, to press towards a higher calling, press towards a greater mark, to be in a more an effectual witness for you, to be more effective in my prayer life, to be more effective, oh God, studying your word. I desire, God, I pray for your people, Lord, that we may be more for you, that we may do more for you, that we may get out of our comfort zones, and that we may seek after your face and seek after your will. Your glory is what we desire. Your glory is what we long for. And as that deer panteth for the water, oh God, so does our souls. Our souls long after you. Our souls long after your presence. Our souls long for you to be in the midst, Lord. Help us to make your praise glorious today. We want to make your praise glorious and large, Lord, so that you can come in and inhabit our praises. We desire, Lord, that you not just pass by, but God, that you would abide with us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your glory will abide with us. And if your glory abides with us, God, and we make room for you, Lord, oh God, then we won't make room for anything else, Lord, that will cause us to be separated from your love. Yes, tribulations may come, but God, it doesn't have enough authority and power to separate us from your love. Trials may come. God, in this life we shall have trials and tribulations, Lord, but those things are not big enough, Lord, to separate us from your love, from your love, Lord. Oh, God, Lord, life or death, oh, God, or any creature, Lord, those things are not big enough to separate us from your love. So we have to have a determination to not to allow anything to separate us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we refuse to allow anything, Lord, sickness or death or hurts or harms, oh God, whatever the enemy may try to throw our way. We refuse to allow those things to get in the way of us loving you and get in the way of us making your name glorious today so that you can come in and inhabit the praises of your people. And we know, God, that when you come in, you do all things well. You don't just leave room for anything else, Lord, but you drive out all of those things. That's what you did for the children of Israel, Lord. You drove out them things that were not like you. You told them to drive out every inhabitant of the land, Lord, because if we allow any of the inhabitants of the land to reside in us, then they would cause us to drift away from you. They would cause us to fall away from you. And so, God, we won't allow any of those little inhabitants of our land, Lord, God, to afflict us or to come over us or influence us. That's the word I was looking for, Holy Ghost. We don't want to allow anything to come in, Lord. So we drive those things out of us and make us whole, God, today. We plead the blood even now. Wash over and sweep over our souls, God, so that we won't be confused, Lord, and we won't be led astray. But God is our determination. God, that's my word, is to be determined. But God, I'm determined to walk with you. I'm determined to chase after you. I'm determined, oh God, to be in your presence. I'm determined to grow stronger in you, Lord. I'm determined, oh God, to make your name glorious this day because you have a greater work for us. You have something greater in store, something great, Lord, and you need us to be the witnesses that you have made us to be. For we have the words of salvation. We have the words of hope. Let our light so shine, Lord, today, that men might see our good works, but give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Lord, you were made for us, oh God, to manifest your glory in us. Lord, you made us to manifest your glory, oh God, and that's to let your spirit shine through us. So, Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way.
Drive out everything that's unlike our God, that's unlike you, for you are holy, you are righteous, and we need you to speak to our hearts and speak to our lives and shine your light in us so that we may see those things that cause us not to be effective in ministry and those things that cause us not to be effective in our Christian walk today. We bind the spirit of contentment, being content with those things that are unlike God. Being content with doing the least. Being content, Lord, with not fulfilling your purpose and the plans for your life. But God, we should be stirred up after the great week of revival that we had from Wednesday. God, that we no longer have to wrestle with our identity. Lord, we know who we are and we know whose we are. And then on Thursday, Lord, the man of God told us that we were made for more. Because of who we know, who we are, and who we belong to, God, greater is he that's in us. Greater is expected out of us because greater is he that's in us, Lord, and greater is expected out of us. And then we want your glory to be manifested in our lives so that we may be agents of change, Lord, everywhere we go. We don't have to allow the world to change us. Oh, God, we should be able to enter into any situation with thanksgiving. Oh, God, because you abide everywhere. God, you're omnipotent and omnipresent and omniscient. God, you're all-knowing. You're everywhere at the same time, God, and you're all-powerful, Lord. So everywhere, God, we go, you are there. We can't hide from you. We can't run away from you. So we might as well make your name glorious and make you proud because you're always looking at us. And then the man of God told us on Sunday, Lord, Brother Scheinberger told us, Lord, that we were made for such a time as this. Lord, that we can't just pass up the opportunity to be the vessels that you have just called for us to be. Oh, God, and then the woman of God told us that we can have, oh, God, chase after your heart. And we can chase after you because the worshiper in me, oh, God, you're looking for those that would worship you in spirit and in truth. So let us fulfill your purpose. Let us fulfill your plans. Let us fulfill the goals that you have for us just today. Today, that's we're not worried about tomorrow, Lord, just today. Help us to fulfill your purpose for our lives today so that you may be pleased. Thank you, God, for all that you've done. Honor our consecration today. Use us for your glory, God. Let your glory reign in us even now. Drive out everything that's unlike you, God, that will cause us to run short or fall short or to come up short in what you desire for us to do today. But, God, you have already given us the strength. We are determined to wait on you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we wait, God, we shall be able to have our strength renewed. We shall wait upon you, and we shall trust in you, Lord, because you are the source of everything that we need and more. Thank you, God, for this day. And we thank you for your many blessings. Order our footsteps today. We say yes to you. We declare that we are good men, good women. Order our footsteps today because that's what your word tells us that you would do. And we'll submit to you. We say yes to your will even now. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the praise. What a wonderful God we serve. And we bless your name this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. And we shall be glad in it. God bless you. I thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.